Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Lost Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame, Don McIntyre. I am hanging out with a band called Seven with three Vs. And don't forget the three Vs. Here we go. All right. Hanging out with a band called Seven. They are from the Southern Louisiana area, and we are hanging out tonight. And I'll tell you one thing, Don. I'm gonna tell this to Don. Whenever Don says she wants to get a band on the show, I never disagree. Even without hearing the band first, she's always fucking spot on right about putting on the show. You just start. You know all the cool bands. Like, she knows way more cooler bands than I do. That's all I know.
Thank you.
Yep. And tonight we just heard. So this is obviously airing later, but as we're doing this right now, Seven just had a song called Cold that premiered on YouTube. And I think it's about what domestic violence was. That what the whole issue was? You know, I almost made a joke when I saw this Abby thing. I was like, "Die, bitch!" And I was like, "Oh fuck, it's about domestic violence." You actually didn't see that.
Brutal.
New button.
You need Jesus in your life.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. I was gonna say that, and I was like, "Fuck, I probably shouldn't say that." But then I said it anyway. All right. Let's go with who's the designated talker again? Because there's four of y'all motherfuckers on here. And your name is Tanner? No, Josh. 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 Yeah. I got everything down, but I don't have my glasses on, so it's at a distance.
He's somewhere.
Let's go with Josh. All right.
What's up, man?
The band started. I didn't do a whole lot of research because I fucking suck at that shit, right? But I did a little bit. So the band started went in 2021. Is that right?
2020.
Ah, see, I was wrong. So only two years ago.
Close enough.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you guys sound that good after you obviously been in other bands, I would assume, and things like that? You guys got a good sound. I mean, tell us about how did the band come to where it's at right now?
Man, you wouldn't believe it, but like, I've only been singing since 2019.
What?
Yeah, we started the band in 2020, Ant and I, and we started on a platform called BandLab, which is like an online social networking. Yeah. What's up?
I know what that is, BandLab. Yeah.
Yeah. We started on there, and you know, Ant always made some badass instrumentals, and I was like, dude, this is. I would always record over them, and then I did one recording, which was all I needed to do, the very first version. And he was like, yeah, this is something. So we talked on there, and then we got together. We're like, all right, let's try to do something. But I lived in Kansas City at the time, which I just moved down here to Louisiana in July of this year, so a couple months ago, right?
You moved there for the band?
Yeah, I did.
Look, that's fucking dedication. That is dedication right there. That's a lot.
Yeah. For sure. The stars and the moons aligned because I just got divorced from a 15-year marriage. And I was like, all right, I'm ready just to like pursue my dreams. So I was like, let's go. It was perfect timing.
No more wife holding you down, motherfucker. He's like,
dude, you really.
So where did you move? Where did you say you moved from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow, that was quite a transition, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm independent as fuck, and I work remotely from home as a software engineer, so I can move anywhere in the world, really. So it kind of worked out. It worked out for all of us. So we did that for like, we did the band lab shit for like, 2 years remotely. And then we got signed with a different label and shit. And we put out some of the Parasite and Falling with Chris Calico and all that stuff. And then Billboard charts.
Hold on. You got signed from just band lab stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
What the fuck? Whatever happens to me? I guess
Dude, I know. Dude.
And I'm going to ask Ant this. How do you know do Josh? Did you guys find each other from Band Lab or what?
Bro, seriously, low was, key from Band
Lab. It was Grindr.
Really? Real talk. No, it was Tinder. I think I swiped right. I think it was whichever one is you like the profile or something you want to hook up and holla for a dollar. I swiped right.
I mean, that's pretty cheap. I mean, I would have responded to that too.
Dude,
yes, I do want to.
I'm gonna create the app. Holla for a dollar. Let's go.
Holla for a dollar.
For some change.
What's
wrong
with my goodness.
Hold on. Yeah, I want to Google.
I shouldn't be drinking while we're talking. I almost figured this shit out.
Me either.
I want to Google.
I shouldn't be drinking at all.
Give us a real watch for a dollar. Let's see. I bet I get a virus on my computer.
That's gotta be.
You're really.
Oh God!
No, it's for sale. It's for sale for $1,595.
Oh, there we go.
Look, if you wrap it up, your chances are a lot lower than getting a virus.
But you know, you that loses the feeling. Why do that?
I'd rather get the penicillin shot.
Well, hold on. Let's ask Tanner. Why do you wrap it up, Tanner?
Y'all edit all the
No, I'm not out. Editing any of it. No. Welcome to the spot. Nope. No editing. No editing. Yeah.
I need an adult.
Seriously.
I'm calling the fucking cops. I'm calling the cops right now.
We play too much.
Y'all play too much. No, you want to know someone that plays too much? Jesse, You play way too much, boy.
Jesse,
you don't know me.
No, I'm partying with you, boy. I see how you party. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
It gets dangerous, man.
I love the danger strength.
The band, Louisiana. I'm gonna tell you guys. I think I've said this before on other episodes. I don't know if I have or haven't, but I drove down to Louisiana one time. I was driving to Mississippi actually, and I drove by Louisiana. Let me tell you, it was like midnight, and that was the scariest fucking drive I had. What's that college? LSU. What town's that in?
Baton Rouge.
I'm driving towards Baton Rouge. And I stayed in Baton Rouge at night. And I'm driving. There's like a bunch of swamps on the left and my right on this highway. And all I see is these dead trees, like these tall ass trees. I can't see shit. There's not a car in front of me. Every like 5 to 10 miles, I'd see like a house. And I'm like, fucking murderer, probably.
You're probably
was
right.
Was it Chaffalaya Basin Bridge?
Welcome to
that
the
was
Gulf
the
Coast, baby.
Basin Bridge.
No, thank you. Yeah, no. I thought I was gonna die. Like I was like I was going like 100 miles an hour. Like I didn't give a shit, dude. I was like, go. My heart was racing. God, I couldn't think. I'm gonna see some alien pop out of nowhere and like kill me. Like,
oh, dude. Let's hope.
Fucking city boys.
Never go to the east side on St. Louis, man. You'll shit yourself.
I will not. Go there.
I did that. No, I went there on accident. I got off on the wrong accident. It was midnight. I was like, oh hell no! I fucked up. It was so bad.
You guys
watch some random meetups.
You guys got on your last release before this one that just came out now. Cold. The last release was called. I forgot what the fuck was it called.
Woe is me.
Woe is me.
You guys had Miles on there from a band called Saul, right?
Yeah, Miles Claiborne.
And I want to tell them, I tried to get them on the show, and they responded, but they never came on. So
come on, Saul.
Come on the show.
They're a little bigger than us. Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, quite a bit bigger than us.
Six inches.
Hold on. I got a button for that. I think
that's not that big.
I think it's this one. Hold on one second. Nope, not that one. It's this one.
That's what Tanner
micro
like.
Penis.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
I've been told 6 inches is not that big. So somebody was talking to me. I heard six inches is not big. To me, 6 inches.
Are we talking about? Wait. Are we talking?
I'm not getting this conversation at all tonight. No.
Are we talking about Subway inches, man inches, or for real inches?
It depends on what.
I don't know. How do you?
Excuse me. Talking about. I'm so sorry.
I get a yardstick out and just measure that shit.
What shit?
Who does this?
Hey, what happens at Louder
Welcome
Life
to the Loud Spot.
At Louder Life. Stop.
I prefer the metric system.
I prefer the eyeing system. I'm going to eye it. I'm going to eye it about 9 inches. I'm going to eye it about 9 inches. Let me get in the right light where the shadows. Dude, you wrong, bro. That's fucked up, man.
So the last release was called Woe Is Me.
It was with Miles Claiborne.
It was a great song, man. It's such a good song.
How did you guys get Miles to do the song? Was it like a label thing or a management thing?
No.
Personally, or how that
No.
Worked? We weren't on a label at that time. We had no label at that time.
And he just liked your guys' music? Like, how did you guys hook up?
No, we somebody was friends with him. I think it was Ant. Ant was friends with him on socials and has just talked to him, messaged him, and whatever. And then they struck a friendship, and then Miles actually helped produce and write at least some sort of rewrite of the song Woe Is Me.
When did that song come out? Well, go with the fun fact first. I want to hear the fun fact first.
The fun fact is this next album that we're producing, Miles is producing everything. He's producing the whole album.
No shit.
That's the fun fact. And we've already got one song done, and it's I guess the second, because Cold is one, but second is in. It's better than Cold. Like every song, every new song we do is like it's better than the last. Like, what the fuck are we doing? We're raising the bar every time. Like at some point, we're gonna just fall off into outer space because like I'm confused. I don't know how we keep doing this, but like we get help from other people, like Miles. Yeah, baby.
I'll tell you why you get help from other people. You guys fucking sound good. Like the video that we watched on YouTube. That is well produced. The song is a very catchy, good, fun song to listen to. I know it's about domestic violence, but listening to it is very ear pleasing. Mm-hmm. I love hard rock and metal and stuff like that. As does Don. It just sounds. You guys sound great. Like it's
seven. Fun. We make domestic violence fun.
Excuse me. Hold on. You want to know another? Cops. I guess it's not really fun, but it's a weird fact. So when we came up with this idea and the studio who's Astro Studios helped us come up with this idea for the actual storyboard behind it. It was everything I went through before I moved down here. Like it's about a cheating spouse and I didn't obviously hurt anybody. I didn't do that. Okay. I don't do that. But I literally like, you know, found messages on that person's phone and more than messages and everything that, you know, would construe like the crazy thoughts that anyone would have, but like it was weird. So like when it came back, I was like, dude, this is like PTSD for me. like why am I reading this?
I think Jesse has something to say on that. I think he put a finger up. Maybe he didn't know nothing to say on it. No, nothing.
Nope. He's looking at you.
He's like, I already said a fucked up slogan. I'm just going to switch right now.
We're putting that on a t-shirt.
It might sell. But yeah,
domestic violence is fun.
I'm not saying that anymore. I'm sorry. Don't quote me on that.
Whenever you sell a shirt, though, you got to call the cops and be like, hey, follow this motherfucker. He just bought our shirt.
either save him or save the other person, because I'm not going to insinuate it's a her, you know.
Oh, that's right. It could be. It could be a he. You're right. That was very.
No, it could be. It could be anything.
Could be a cat.
Could be a dog.
Oh my god, dude! What if
you like physically abuse your fish? Like,
don't do that. That's fucking brutal, bro.
What were you saying about Louder Than Life while ago?
Downer.
I don't know. I think Ant was saying something about Louder Than Life earlier.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
What were you saying about Louder Than Life?
It's a tour, right?
Oh, no, I'll say what happens in Louder Life stays in Louder Life. That's like Las Vegas, you know?
So you guys played Louder in Life, huh?
It was a beautiful time. It was beautiful.
I caught you guys on DW Presents, Zebra Space Zebra TV.
Yeah.
That's where I first saw you guys at, was on the charts and on the countdown.
Oh, yeah? Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Louder in Life concert you guys played at.
Hell yeah.
Let's also talk about some maybe upcoming shows and what the band has in the future. But first, I want to play your song, Cold. I just came out tonight. This is going to air on Wednesday. We're going to play it right now, though. So let's introduce everyone that listens to my show, who you guys are. And it's S-E-V-V-V-E-N, three Vs. And how I spelt it on here is actually a three uppercase Vs, but it should be a lowercase V. An uppercase V.
Seven characters.
And then a lowercase V.
The middle V. Capitalize it.
Seven characters.
Oh, seven characters. Wait, what is that?
We're fancy.
Seven letters.
Seven letters.
Yeah, that's how you spell it. Seven with seven letters.
Yeah. Oh, it is seven letters.
Yeah.
Watch, you guys fucking smart.
Big brain shit, bro. Big brain shit.
Big brain. Way bigger than my brain. I can't
come. What does characters mean?
Hey, fella, you're a character.
All right. Well, not like that, but come on.
Like, let's play the song Cold. I know I love getting made fun of it. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, here we go with Cold by the band Seven. Here we go.
Mute my mic.
Inside of the shadows of my mind, a cynical bit that I long buried away, ripping, scratching, tearing through my alibi, but it's eternity. To the scar, a stitch in the wound. Carve out the symbol. Shadows of my mind, a cynical bit that I don't bring away. Ripping, scratching, tearing through my alibi. But it's unsettling. I'm
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And there you go. That is, dude, let me tell you guys something. That song is literally, Jesse's still muted, I think, here. He has the mute button. There he goes. He's unmuted now. I can see you guys backstage in here, and all I see is Tanner. He's doing the bass player, right? You're sitting there. Are you playing the bass like to the whole song, like while you're watching?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Man, that, you know, well, being a dance is just a short period of time. And a lot of bands do this, and I don't know how they do it. You guys sound fucking really good. Great production. Did Miles produce, master this song for you guys?
Who did this one?
No. Zach Keel did it.
Of Hollow City?
Zach Keel of Hollow
City. He's down here, right, Louisiana?
Yeah, he's down in New Orleans.
New Orleans is a band called Hollow City. Zach Keel is the guitarist for it. This is really maybe the second song he's done for us.
Yeah. Did you guys ever heard of a band called Transient?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on the same level. Label as them.
I was gonna say, you guys should hook up.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
No, we've got multiple shows coming up with them.
Dude, they're a great band from the
same area. They're fantastic, dude.
It's like I used to wear my Transient all the time on here. You guys, their guitar player actually does a band with me, side project. We're not very good though. Transient's way better than my shit. Way better than my shit.
Hold on. Stop right there. Don't discredit yourself.
As oh, no, no, no.
Credit yourself or your craft.
See, it ain't just me.
I know. The Transient's fucking good. And you guys sound, and a show with you guys in Transient would be such an awesome show to go to. Kind of similar sounds, great rock music. So you guys are signed now. What label is it that you guys are signed to?
Wake Up Music Rocks.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard of that label. They're out of Louisiana?
They're out of Florida.
Okay, well, you guys are kind of all right there in that same southern.
Gold Coast representing hard tonight. No. Hell yeah.
Southern. No, I'm excited to play with Transient. We haven't played with
them yet. Oh, yeah, same here. Transient and our friends Envision Adventures.
Oh, Envision. Envision's good, too.
Three amazing bands. Transient, Ventures, and Envision. The three amazing bands. Super talented individuals. Oh, and us too as well. But you know, them guys. You know, we can't wait to play shows with those guys. You know, we got a show with them coming up. Well, we got a show with on November the 11th with Envision and Stella Veer, some other friends of ours too. Stella Veer. So somewhere, you know, the Gulf Coast. I have to give the Gulf Coast credit. There's some really amazing untapped talent in this area, in this market. There really is, man.
There is. No, you're so, man. I'll tell you one thing. I was in Biloxi for like a business deal I was doing down there like a couple years ago. And I went to right before COVID started. And there was a concert at some little bar. And I was like, I was just kind of bored walking around town. Let me tell you, the talent that comes through like the Biloxi area, which is near New Orleans. It's only like maybe an hour away or so like that. There's so many good rock bands down in that area. It fathoms me that. I guess there is a big rock scene out there, isn't there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The scene over in Mississippi and South Mississippi, and it's starting to branch out into New Orleans and Alabama. The scene over there is incredible. It's a lot of people that are really just for each other and for the bands. And unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of great venues in that area, but the bands there are real tight. It's a real close community, and it's gradually starting to branch out.
It is, man. And what are you guys planning on touring, like doing a big tour anytime soon, or
you know,
2023? Let's go.
We got this. This album that we're gonna put out. It'll be done by March.
Hold on. I gotta say that Ant's talking about a tour, and then Jesse's over there shaking his head. I don't know about it.
Oh, just because.
I mean, nothing's planned yet. Yeah. That was your question. Is anything planned? Hopefully. It's not planned yet.
Not planned yet, but hopefully planned yet. All right. Go ahead and take over. It's on its way.
The album. Seriously. Bro, this album we're working on, it's you thought Cold was good. I'm serious. Like, Shed Your Skin, Sea of Regrets. It's just these new songs that we have that's being worked on. Shed Your Skin's already done. It's ready to go. These new songs that we're working on, you know, for between all of us as, you know, as a band, they're next level, you know. Like Josh said, we're constantly setting the bar extremely higher. You know, we are all, between all of us as musicians and band members, we hold each other extremely accountable, you know, for practicing the song, practicing set, you know, and writing. You know, we love each other to death. And then I'm telling you, man, it's just like, each song is so much more different than the other. So much, you know, Shed Your Skin has so much more different elements than Cold does, or even more elements than What Was Me. So, y'all, I'm telling you, this album is the album we're working on. It means a lot to all of us. Mm-hmm. It really does. They have some super deep feelings, you know, and the stuff we write about is real. It's real emotion. It's human. You know?
Absolutely.
Is there, Don, I'm going to let you ask a question here in just a second. Sorry, I overtalk people sometimes.
Good.
Sorry, Don's like the best co-host ever, too, by the way.
Thank you.
I do want to ask, you know, do you impress yourselves with your own musical output? Like, once the song's done, you go back and listen to it, do you think, holy shit, I can't believe we just made this?
Yeah. Look, I have to give Josh a shout out. We started 7 in Band Lab 2 years ago in 2020, the very beginning of COVID. And, you know, I never forget the birthplace of the band. And you know, Band Lab is such a very, it's fundamental. And Band Lab holds a really special place in my heart and Josh's heart, because that's where I met Josh, you know. Mm-hmm. That's where I met him. And that's where the birthplace of 7 was at Band Lab. You know, it just... Man, bro,
but since then, dude, seriously, like, I've gone from like 2 to like a freaking 7.5 to 8, dude. like seriously, like I progress, and because I have all these people around me that I'm working with, with everyone in the band, Miles, all these other people that has helped us. We've worked with other people from Hollywood and stuff. No, I don't take anything for granted, and like, I really think that like we're gonna be that band from like, or that group, artist, whatever, from Band Lab that like makes probably Band Lab big because of us blowing up. And our next album, seriously, dude, I think is like on par with like some like Bad Omens and Spirit Box stuff, dude.
You right. Guys sound good enough right now to be on.
And Josh,
hell yeah, I agree.
Thank you,
Jesse. He really has.
I want to ask Tan. Well, go ahead, Don. I'll let Don say something first.
First, shout out to Matt Savner with Massive Media in Mississippi for shooting you guys over.
What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Thank you, Matt.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. A question. You said that you got some events coming up that you're looking forward to. Are you allowed to discuss that as of right now?
Yeah. Most definitely. All
right, we'll spit it out.
So our next gig is 11/11 at Artmosphere in Lafayette with Envision and Stella, how do you pronounce it?
Beer.
Stella Beer. Sure. Beer. All right. We're trying to lock down something either 11, 17, 18th or both of the dates. We can't discuss yet. We're trying to lock it down. But 11/19, we have Transient and Ventress at Twist of Lime, right? Mm-hmm. And then 10/9, we have the Battlefield Bar.
December 9th.
Yeah. December 9th is with the same bands, Ventress and Transient. And then 10/10. Oh my goodness. It's not. I'm thinking 10 because, like, I'm thinking December 10th is that. Oh. I'm thinking that. Okay, so 12/10 is with Transient and Ventress again, right? We have like a bunch of shows with Transient and Ventress.
Yeah.
They're fantastic and they're our boys and we're ready to go.
Hey, what the fuck are you drinking tonight?
We literally discussed this at the beginning of the meeting, bro.
Vodka. Vodka. No, that's me. Vodka's me. I don't know what he's drinking.
No, he's drinking champagne. Yeah, there you go.
He was drinking something. Crown Peach? Was it Crown
Peach? I think it was Jim Beam Peach with Dr.
Peach with some Dr. Pepper, and it tastes like just pure bliss.
I want to ask Jesse a question real quick, and then I'm going to go to Tanner before we end this. Jesse, what's it like to be in a band like this that sounds really good, that's going places? Is this something that's new for you, or have you been down this path before?
A band like this is new for me. So I've been working with a band for the past 4 years called Fake and Solace, and it's been a lot of it's been primarily just me writing the music, and then kind of pitching it to the rest of the band. They kind of tweak their little thing, but it's been, you know, it's been my passion project. I like this project. This is completely different because it's more collaborative. I've been wanting to do something that's a bit heavier like this with a lot of guitar melodies and ambience and stuff like that. So it's kind of allowing me, I've just never like been able to do it on my own. So it's been cool working with somebody like Ant. Like he's the primary instrumentalist in all this and so the primary songwriter, and just the ideas he has, getting to feed into those and getting to bounce my own ideas off of what he's doing is a different experience for me. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and it's cool to have this opportunity.
I think a band should be collaborative. I understand there's always like kind of a main songwriter ish, I guess, if you will, especially the older we get, we kind of leave that to one person, but it's important, I think, that everyone in the band has a voice as to what they want to play and what they want to do. So that's cool that Ant, that you're able to do that. Cause I know you are the main songwriter, guitar player, and you do a lot for the band, and to hear the other guys in your band and take their what they want and put that into place, that means a lot for them. And it shows a lot about who you are and who your character is as a person. I also want to ask Tanner kind of the same question, you know, is this something that's exciting for you, and have you done this before as a bass player? You know, I feel like it's easy to find a bass player. I feel like it's hard to find anyone else. But what's it like to you to be in this kind of band in this situation that you're doing right now, and how exciting is it for you?
It's a dream come true, honestly. Like, these guys have absolutely just pushed me to be like better than I've ever been. So it's like being in this position that I am now is and some of them laughing. It's an amazing experience, like to experience things like Louder Than Life and being able to share the stage with these guys, make this music that we're making. And all the music speaks so much to me as an individual. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to pour my heart into these songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's amazing.
You look at Ant, you look at Josh. They're like these two bearded, bigger dudes. They're like always about to cry whenever someone says anything nice about them.
Let me tell you, for real, I was with in a marriage for a long time, and she never believed or wanted me to pursue music. After we got divorced, I was like, dude, I'm gonna chase my fucking dream because I have nothing else to lose. Let's fucking go, right?
Yeah.
And so yeah, if someone like Tanner or anyone, like, yeah, man, it's a weird emotional feeling that I can't really describe.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I want all my listeners to know, or our listeners to know, do not sleep on this band Seven. You guys, you know, you may not have a huge following right now, but I'm telling you guys, the music sounds fucking fantastic.
Blowing
you
up.
You are octane ready. I mean, you guys submit your shit to like everything. You sound good. The music videos are awesome. Great personalities. There's nothing that's going to stop you guys from getting bigger and better. I mean, if you're writing songs like this now after just a couple years, I mean, think what's going to happen in a year or so from now. It's going to be even better and better and better. I'm mad at you guys. This. Fucking dope.
And Tanner, you know, touching back on what Tanner said, the tribe vibes and the fam, man, that's what you're supposed to do as a family. Push each other, get each other off your asses and get at it. I'm proud of you guys. Fucking proud of you guys.
Thank you.
That's the best thing about us is like we're like a family, you know?
Hell yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Dude, we really push each other extremely And it's so funny. We have you know, a friend of ours who's also helping us as his management too as well, Seth. He asks us, you know, all the time, are y'all okay? Yeah. We push each other so hard, but we know we love each other and we respect mm-hmm. each other as musicians and also as human beings. You know, we really care about Seven and what we do, you know, and like, you know, Tanner said, you know, you was talking about me getting emotional. Yeah, I mean, I am emotional about this band because I'm 42 years old. I've been in so many bands growing up in, you know, my early teens, my late teens, my early 20s, 30s, so on and so forth. And I've never, and you know, we went through so many members to find our core. You know, the guys you see here, other than Cat, we're missing Cat right now. He's teaching, he's working. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our core. What you see here is Seven plus Cat, you know, right. He is Seven. It's so awesome. And no disrespect to those other members that were with us. I, you know, Josh and I, we love them both tremendously. You know, they're great musicians, but what we have, Jesse, Tanner, Kat, Josh, and myself, you know, this is Seven. You know, this is our family. This is who we are.
Hell yeah.
You know, and I'll go to war with any of these dudes on this screen and Kat too as well at any fucking time.
As much as you say don't sleep on this band, we can't sleep on this band either. So that's
hell what yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. No, before I was, Josh, I have something to say. I'm going to give you the opportunity, but I do want to say one thing. A lot of people get discouraged. You know, you said you're 42. A lot of people get discouraged. You know, I'm too old to make it sometimes. And you know what? Here's the thing is technology has changed the way the music world works. And it doesn't matter anymore. If you're putting good music out there, people will listen to it. There's so many bands that start in their 40s that are getting played on Octane and all these other radio stations. It wasn't like that, I would say, like in the early 2000s and late 90s. But today, the platforms you have, people will listen to you. Whether a label's pushing you or not, if you push yourself, people will listen. And keep on putting music out like this, people are going to listen to it because it just sounds good.
And I know you guys have a younger fan base, but I'm fucking 44 years old. And I was all like, hell yes.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you something. Different breed. If I can go back to what you said real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, being 42 years old and those who are listening and are watching so on and so forth, if I have one piece of advice for you, never give up. Don't give up on your dreams. Please don't. You know, as a musician to another musician, never give up on what you want to do in life.
As cliche as that sounds, because no, I've heard that, I'm like, man, F off, dude. I'm
not
like, F off.
Cliche. Dude, like,
I'm the same way, dude. I literally lived through like 10 years of severe depression where I almost ended my life in 2019. To come here at this point in my life. And it's like, oh my God, anything can happen at any time, at any moment. Don't give up. Like, just do it. Get the drive. Find the people.
Just to let you know, I went through a 15-year partnership marriage that
it's rough.
If
it doesn't work out, it's rough.
Comprised of toxicity and domestic violence, and
if it's lopsided like that, then yeah,
you can get out, you can make the changes and move the fuck on and watch them, let them watch you shine.
I totally get you, and I would never have dreamed in a million years that like moving out of my life and my comfortability of being with that person who was toxic and being here now a couple years later, holy crap, because I was told all the time by that person, like, it wouldn't happen. Oh, it's like it's starting to happen. It's freaking me out.
Watch me shine.
And now you played the biggest rock festival in the United States.
Fuck yes.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. So it goes back to like when like Tanner, you know, says that and we get emotional. Yeah, man, I'm a super emotional and sensitive dude in the first place. So like that stuff's going to make me emotional.
Hell yeah.
But we have to make music, good music like this.
Yes, exactly right.
Bitch. I'm a baby. Big bitch.
I think I cried during Halloween Ends. Like, I think
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Before we forget, because we were asked, but I have to make a shout out to 107 The Gator and The Sound for playing our stuff, supporting our music, and helping us get out there.
The Sound 228.
Yes. They've been fantastic. They've been supporting us. They've been amazing. Love so we appreciate guys. Them so much. Go ahead, Ant.
Amazing people. Amazing people.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ant. What were you going to ask?
You probably don't remember.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Look at him. He's like,
I missed it. What? What did you say?
It's an action droid you're looking for. Okay. Fuck off. And a shout out to you guys too, as well, both y'all, for having us on. You know,
yes.
You know, these, you know, this little band from Lafayette, Louisiana, you know, we appreciate y'all so much for having us on. And, you know, it's just been probably one of the funnest interviews I think I've ever been on. Not because I'm partially
drunk
as shit, but seriously.
But partially because he's drunk as shit.
You play the micro penis, say you need Jesus. You're not
not to mention we started out with a fucking inches and pissing contest.
There's no play in there, bro. That's real life.
What the fuck is that? That was right there beside me. He says something about needing
Jesus. Wait, that guy. Tanner, let's poke him.
Hey, Tanner, that's for you. I found that for you on the side of the road.
Thank you. You got to buy me a drink first.
I want you guys to stay right there. Don't go anywhere. You can check out 7. I think their website is just 7. Is it? What's the website?
7.com.
SEVEN.com. 7.com. Check them out. I'm sure they got merchandise. You can find them. Check out where they're playing next. If you like their music, then you should like. If you listen to my show, you're definitely going to like their music. I know that for a fact. Check them out. Check out their live shows. Buy some merch. Support local bands everywhere you go. These guys, I really feel you guys are going to make something really big from yourselves. Great music. As always, Dawn, every band she ever suggests to be on the podcast, it's never a disappointment. She's always bringing on some of the best bands that I've never heard of. So I'm happy I got to hear you guys tonight. Best Thank of luck stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I want to remind everyone to please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our podcast on all listening platforms. We have a Patreon page that no one pays us. So if you want to pay us, we appreciate it. We also have no sponsors. If you want to sponsor us, we'll take the ad as a sponsor. That's all. Guys, wait, hold on. Go ahead.
Why is there no sponsors?
Because I talk about micro penises too much. That's the problem.
It's how I was made, man.
I don't know. What happened?
Oh, gosh.
For fuck's sake.
That's all the time we got. Stay right there. Peace out. Lock on.
And much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pin post has a pin show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.